Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn today. And I'm blessed to be here with Mylon Yurkovich.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
I'm doing well. And Alice, great. Alice Benton.
Hi, I'm Dr. so excited to be with you fellas.
This is going to be a good day, I can tell. We're going to be here for 2 hours, so give us a call at 800-229-3000, and we'll answer some questions for you. I just wanted to talk about a couple things. One is our matching gift.
How's that coming?
Challenge. Well, you know, our challenge was $324,000, and as of this morning, we've raised $356,000.
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
And last week when we met it, we made the decision that whatever we're over, we're going to go out and seek and let people know what we need from somebody to match the overmatch. So right now we're at $32,000, and I'm kind of shaking in my boots. Because I got to figure out, or I don't have to figure out. I'm just waiting for God to reveal how He's going to do that.
This feels like higher math to me.
Yeah.
And I have a recessive matching. So what you're saying is, what is over the match, you're going to seek a second matching gift for that.
You're right.
Wow.
But right. It is higher math, because this is some supernatural math going on here, where God has shown up through you listeners in miraculous ways. He does more than we could ever ask for or imagine. And here He is again.
That's a great,
nice job.
Great
That's
way
great.
Of putting it, because when we put the match out, Dave was in last week one day, and he said, I was skeptical. I said, Dave, I never thought I'd say this to you, but ye of little faith. But it was a little like, okay, here you go. Come on, listeners. And you listeners have really stepped up, and we still have a few days left. So if you want to have your money matched, doubled, make a gift and just designate it for the match.
So we're trying to do this by the end of July.
The end of July.
Okay,
yes.
So we have 2 more days for that. 3 days, actually.
3 days, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
That is exciting. It's good things. And God is just the God that multiplies things. You know, think of the fishes and the loaves.
Well, I think we also have to stop and say what a wonderful thanks and gift whoever decided to give the matching portion of the gift.
That's
wow,
right.
Whoever that was or those people did that, what a generous offering.
Yeah, yeah. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I want to say before we go to the phones is there's a movie coming out August 23rd. It's called The Overcomer or Overcomer. And I was blessed to see a preview of that, and I want to encourage our listeners to go see that. It is a really good movie. It's the theme of the movie mixes faith and humor and a lot of heart. It's got a great story. There's a twist in the story that you don't see coming, and it leaves you with hope, and it's inspirational. The Kendrick brothers did the movie, and they're the folks that did Facing the Giants, Fireproof, Courageous, and then War Room. And so it's about a high school coach and the business in town that employed everybody closes up. And so all the families are leaving, and this basketball coach is left without a team. And the principal comes in and says, I want you to be the coach for the cross-country team. And it's kind of comical because he has nothing to do with running, doesn't want to do it. And the person that comes out for the team is a girl, an individual, and she has asthma. But it's a beautiful story.
I saw the previews for this, yeah. And it looked really good.
Go to newlife.com. We have a banner about this movie, or go to You Heard It on the Radio. Click on that, and you can go see a trailer. But I just want to encourage you. It's a movie you'd be happy to see and happy to take someone with you. We'll come back and go to the phones right after this.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. You know, that lead in there mentioned the resources available on this program, and I neglected to say if you make a gift yet this month, we will send you Don Townsend's new book, People Fuel. And it's really a good book. John's going to be on tomorrow on Live, so if you're listening in, come back tomorrow, you'll hear John. Let's see, the other thing I wanted to say is we are going to be talking a lot about Club New Life again now that we have this match all about wrapped up. Club New Life, monthly giving, $30 or more a month. We have a great thank you gift. It's called The Best of the Best. There are 8 books. If you join, you get each of these books. Healing is a Choice, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Forgiving What You Never Forget, How We Love, Secrets Women Keep, Every Man's Battle, Intimate Deception. And that pretty much covers, all the radio hosts who have authored books at this point. Sherry Keffer, Steve Arterburn, Joe Hubbard, Milan Yurkovich, Dave Stoop, John Townsend, Henry Cloud. So give us a call. There are other benefits to joining the club. We'll talk about another time, but we want to go to the phones. So let's talk to Sally on line 1. Sally's in Philadelphia. WFIL is the station. Sally, how can we help you?
Hi, all. Thanks for taking my call today. I've been listening to you guys for years. Mm. I've actually gotten a counselor from there, helped me very much, and this is the first time I've ever called, and I'm the first call you're taking today. This must be God appointed. You guys have also inspired me to become a Christian counselor. I'm on my way to graduate school.
Oh, all right.
However, I'm calling with very, very big struggles of my own. I'll try in the short amount of time that we have to give you just a brief summary with the most information. I've been married for 3 years. I'm in my 40s. This is my first marriage. I was a single mom for 22 years, so very much set in my ways and brought a lot of hurt to the relationship. My husband is also bringing a lot of hurt into the relationship. We've both been about saved for about 20-something years, but we're still carrying around a lot of baggage, I think. I've developed a hardened heart. I've become an angry person. I relate a lot to Joyce Meyer, and when she gives her testimony regarding her early years with Dave, I don't know if you guys have heard her testimony, mm-hmm. but I relate a lot to her. And I said, wow, if God can do that with her, he can definitely do that with me. However, I am seeing a Christian counselor now. We're working through a workbook called Breaking Every Stinking Chain. And I feel like I'm a seed. And when you plant the seed in the ground to grow, as soon as it sprouts, the irritation comes to squash that little sprout down. And it never gets to grow because the irritation is there. And the irritation at this point is my husband. We're all about good guy. Well, I think with another woman, you would be great. But I don't know if with me, if I could put our descriptions into biblical terms.
Sally?
I'm the one with...
Sally?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I think that's a really good description of what's going on in your relationship. And this is one of the laws of attachment theory or attachment research. That is, when we get close to someone in a primary relationship, they become the lightning rod for historical anger inside of us. So if you were to look behind over your shoulder and look to the past and pretend you're looking in the rearview mirror, who would you be angry at?
Well, I think a lot of people. I'm angry at people I don't even know, people that do things like that hurt other people.
Right, but but you see, Sally, it's because you've been hurt in a similar way.
True. And at this point, I've made vows that I'll never let another man hurt me like that again.
Well, but you see, the issue is that then anytime your husband gets close, boom, all of that history comes out at him. He's catching all the history of your anger, which really isn't fair. The infraction and the reaction don't match. Now, this is extremely common, and this is, again, comes from the field of attachment research, which is what our book How We Love is all about. And if you're not working with your past, you're never going to be able to conquer this, because this is an issue of the past. It's an issue of how you've been hurt in the past, and things were just not fair. You were hurt and you were harmed. It was unjust and it was painful. And if anybody gets close to stepping on that thin ice, boom, they catch the whole history. So it's really important to do historical work with somebody who understands trauma and the history of how trauma builds up inside of us to create a tremendously big charge of energy on the inside. And all somebody has to do is come along and touch us, and boom. Alice, what would you say from that point?
I want to add, Sally, some things that you might be able to do with your husband to start cutting this off at the pass and getting to that deeper need you have that's underneath the irritation that Mylan is helping you to identify. So I want to share that personally, Sally. I've had to work through similar irritation in my own relationship that would come out at my husband and at my children, even though they weren't the perpetrators in my life either. So I used to try to pretend that I wasn't irritated, and I would hide it and try to stuff it down and get busy cleaning, doing something, and my irritation would only grow at everybody around me. So actually, through a lot of work on Mylan's comfort circle, which I'm just a huge fan of, I learned that I had to start recognizing early on that I was irritated and not try to hide it, but confess it to my husband and my children as quickly as I could. Folks, I'm irritated about something. I don't even know what it is, but I'm confessing to you. Because by my confession, God's grace was able to flood the situation. Then my husband had to become a better listener through the comfort circle steps. So when I confess to him, I need to tell him, not would you listen to me? Would you do the comfort circle and listen to me? And as he gave me that time and space, it would help me come up with my need. Whether it's I need a nap, I need a cry, I need some time off, I need a foot rub from you, whatever it is. Over time, practicing those things in addition to the historical trauma work Mylan was suggesting works miracles. I'm so much less irritated now, and I know better how to take care of it faster. And my husband's better equipped. He's not playing the guessing game with me anymore.
So, let me interject a little bit here. Thank you for that. And I am starting to work with my own counselor regarding the trauma. First, I didn't think I had trauma in my past because I was never like sexually abused or physically abused. Mm-hmm. But she said trauma comes in different ways. So I'm like, okay, I think I maybe have been traumatized. So we're working on that.
Good.
At this point, you know, the space that you're talking about that your husband gave you, to breathe. At that point, Dr. Steve has told him, you know, when she gets like that and you guys are at that point, walk away, get in your car, go to a hotel room for a night, and he will not get out of my face. He won't get out of my face. And at that point, I just want to escape. I need him to get out of my face because he's pushing me and he's pushing me and he's threatening me. I feel cornered at that point, and I feel threatened at that point, and then I explode and I start to physically lash out to the point that I end up hurting myself. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of an urgent care to check my arm because I may have a hairline fracture from last night. That's how vicious it's gotten, because he won't walk away.
Sally,
Then he's, I'm sorry about that.
Sally, who cornered you in the past? Who trapped you? Who held you captive?
I feel like I've been held captive by my own, the requirements that people have placed on me, like by my own parents. I was the oldest of three children, the only girl. I had to be the adult and the mm-hmm. family dynamic
right.
all the time.
Right.
My parents were too immature
right.
to raise three darn kids.
Right.
And they never made the right decision. And I was always held on a darn pedestal to fulfill everybody else's dream.
Yep.
And I just feel so pressured. The pressures of life are choking every seed that lands on this hard ground, and I can't seem to grow in Christ, which is what I want to do.
Sally, it's going to involve grieving the past and doing some very hard work right here. You know, as one of our co-hosts says,
Dr. Joe Hubbard.
I'll get it in a second. If it's hysterical, it's historical. And when we, Dr. Sherry, when she says that, if it's hysterical, it is historical. And what you're doing is you're getting revved up and ramped up to a dysregulated place that is not about your husband. But he has brokenness and weakness too. This isn't purely a unilateral thing. The two of you are creating a core pattern, and your therapist is right. He needs to be able to walk away or just be quiet and not react and compound the situation. And so I see that in my office all the time. It's a learned skill to learn not to aggravate and add fuel to the fire. But he has issues too, and he has to work on that himself. You already said it. He brought stuff to the marriage. You brought stuff to the marriage. And the Apostle Paul tells us to put off the old man, the hurt one, the hurt little parentified child one, and to get angry at the correct source, which is not the present, but it's the past.
But if things are at that level of threats mm-hmm. and physical violence,
yep.
and he's not willing to step down, then it's sounding fairly urgent for you to insist that he go to that counseling with you for some couple sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not a safe environment and you're at the urgent care, that's a very serious level. And so I want you to take that back to your therapist. She sounds mm-hmm. like she's on top of a lot of things with you and really helping you through. I think there are some urgent couple sessions that need to happen to safety plan to evaluate how dangerous the situation might be, because you may need to limit your exposure to him in order to protect your heart and your body and to protect him from your anger too.
Sally, we're going to send you a copy of How We Love. The comfort circle that Alice was talking about is described there very well, and the attachment theory that Mylon and Kay have laid out so beautifully is in there. So I hope that will be helpful, and I appreciate your call. Let's go and talk to Jasmine. She's KKLA here in L.A. She lives in Santa Barbara. Hi, Jasmine. How can we help you? Are you there? Okay, let's go and talk to Cindy. We'll see if we can come back to Jasmine. Hello, Cindy, Nashville, Tennessee. You listen online. How can we help you?
Hi. Need some help or guidance. My husband had asked me for a divorce. We have been, going through this several times, and last time we were separated, and it was an emotional affair on his part, and here lately we've been distant, just like roommates. We've been hateful with we have two children, 15 and 13.
How long have you been married?
We've been 17 years.
Okay.
I've been 18, got married young. And right away we had children. We didn't even, I knew his family. I'm best friends with his sister since we were like 10 years old. And, but I never knew him on that level. But we just happened. We just got married young, and we had two miscarriages before we had our daughter.
And Cindy, would you tell us what kind of help have you two gotten up to this point? It's been a very rocky road, and you've gone through some painful times in your marriage.
Then I asked him if we could go talk to a preacher or talk to counseling. He won't go.
And Cindy, why does that stop you from going, if it does?
What? I don't know why I haven't on my own. I've asked friends and family, what should I do? And of course,
I'm going to jump in with a question. What are you afraid will happen if you go into your own counseling?
I don't know why I fear that. I think I could do it on my own. And
try to finish this sentence for me. I'm afraid that what will happen? I'm afraid that what? Fill it in.
Cindy, think about that. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
We'll think about how filling in that blank for Alice. Then we'll start there when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live with Milan Jurkovic and Alice Menten. We're going to be here for 2 hours, 800-229-3000. Give us a call. We'll be right back and finish up with Cindy.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking with Cindy, and Alice posed a question. It was, what would you be fearful of if you went to counseling?
Yes.
So, Cindy, what do you think?
I think that, it would just keep me in the same cycle. Like, it wouldn't go anywhere, because every time I would try to help or talk to him about us in any kind of way or our children, he ignores me or he calls me stupid, or I'm being stupid, I'm being silly.
So, Cindy, you're afraid that counseling will keep you stuck.
Yes, like, it would just, even if I go and tell him what I've learned or what things we could do, he would just call it stupid or being silly.
Yeah, he put you down for that, as he has for many things that you've done and that you've tried.
Could it be the bigger fear is that there might be an end to a relationship that you're afraid to deal with or face?
Right, I'm sure.
And you're at a crossroads, it sounds like, as your husband is actively asking for a divorce. And I'm so sorry you're in that position with two young children, and we hear the fear and the sadness in your voice. How do you, what do you want from us today? Would you pose your question for us?
I was just looking for, should I even try to make this work? And then, you know, if it's not going to go anywhere, or should I just let him go?
You know, Cindy, here's the deal. The reason you'd be going to counseling isn't, as Alice was saying, necessarily for the relationship. It's for you. It's for your ability to be strong, to think through your issues, to decide how and where you need to be protected, to decide what steps as an adult I need to take to keep myself and my children safe. Your husband is uncooperative, and we tell everybody on this show and everywhere we go, if your spouse is unwilling to grow, then you choose to grow. You choose to become that man or woman that God wants you to be. So therapy or counseling helps us learn to grow up. And so it would be for you, Cindy, to grow and to mature.
And that's where she would learn how to make the right decision.
And then she would learn more then as she understands her history, her background, and what the issues are. Greater strength to be able to, in the future, to make her own decisions. It's not about her husband's reaction to the counseling. It's about her choosing to be healthy, and then we'll see what happens, and maybe he'll come around. What else would you say, Larry or Alice?
Well, I do think you'll need to brace yourself, because it sounds like your husband will be upset with you whatever you do. But I think God is inviting you into strengthening some muscles. I wonder if a lot of life feels scary and overwhelming, and if you feel young sometimes on the inside. And I think your children, you, your marriage, they all need you to develop your voice, to have a stronger, more certain voice. That's hard for all of us to do, but God calls all of us into that growth, and it will benefit you and your children no matter what your husband decides to do.
Cindy, thank you for calling us, and I hope that you'll go see a counselor. If you hold on, the call screener can connect you with someone who could help you find one, hopefully right there in the Nashville area.
And Cindy, it took courage to make this call for all of you that are waiting on hold, all of you considering calling. It's scary to call in and reveal yourself to us in the world, and it's brave, and God can come right in through that to meet you where you are and to help you move into the person he created you to be.
What book, Changes That Heal, would that be a good one, or is there a better book?
I think Steve's book,
Take Your Life Back.
Take Your Life Back is a great book for
We're going to send that to you, Cindy.
It's about putting the pieces together and not having somebody else control the puppet strings.
Love it.
I love the picture on the front of his
book. I do, too. That's what you said. That's what I was thinking of. Okay, we're going to go back to Jasmine. Jasmine's listening from Santa Barbara on KKLA. Hello, Jasmine. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've actually spoke to you in the past once before, and my story is I have PTSD, and it's what they call complex PTSD, and it's as a result of like childhood adverse experiences. And I have done very well in my life. I actually have just come upon a year and a half of sobriety, which is a major accomplishment.
Way to Jasmine. Go, Jasmine.
We're so proud of you.
Wow.
My addiction spans both sides of my family. So I'm like really proud of myself. And you know, I want to protect that because it didn't come easily.
No, it didn't. And I'm proud of you for working so hard to get there, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Way to go.
So typically I manage myself very well. But something's come up that's been a big trigger for me in the past, and I'm scared, and I don't know how to deal with it.
What is that?
I was summoned for jury duty, and the first time I went, like, my employer covers the day, or whatever they pay you to go. So it's not the money. Like, the first time I just went, I was just kind of like, okay, well, I wasn't expecting anything, or, you know, it was just kind of like, okay, well, here, I'll go do this thing, whatever, I'm getting paid. And then when I was there, I was just like struggling so much. And so I just don't know what to do. I don't. The following times that I had gone, it was a repeat. It was just horrible, like to the point where I had my Bible with me, and I was just pulling out Bible verses, like writing them over and over. And I've explained to them. I mean, I finally learned that I could do a sidebar, because prior to that, I would have to explain myself in front of people.
Okay, Jasmine, yeah. We have to go to a break, but we're going to come back and talk with you right after this.
Wow.
Thank you.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. And Mylon, you have a couple things I think you want to say to Jasmine.
Well, Jasmine, I am so sorry that you're experiencing this, and I really get why you're getting triggered, because there's something called an ACE score, Adverse Childhood Experience Score. And if a child has had a very high number on a scale of 1 to 10, that means they've been traumatized and have witnessed a lot of abuse, addictions, pain. They themselves have been hurt and harmed. And with high ACE scores, when you walk into adulthood, it's not a normal adulthood. You've worked so hard to rid yourself so well of your own addictions, which are to cover up the pain. But to walk into a jury, into a courtroom with all these people, and somebody's in trouble, and to have people looking at you and asking you questions would most certainly be a trigger. And it's most understandable why you feel that way, Jasmine. And I just want to validate that to you. It makes total sense.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what can she do from here, knowing that she has to go and do that, go and be a part of the...
I should say I'm working with my doctor to see about, because they say sometimes you're covered under medical excuse or something. But just if I still have to go, like, how do I protect my sobriety? Like, how do I make sure this doesn't impact me? Because what happens sometimes is like a disassociative state.
Yes.
And a lot of the times when I would relapse, it was like I didn't even remember.
Jasmine.
You know, I didn't even remember starting to drink.
Yes.
I didn't even remember like the first drink. And then it would just progress.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine, you're already on the right path to garner the protection and the strength that you'll need if you do have to go through with this, because you're already looking ahead, you're playing out the possible tape of what could happen, and that's essential to maintain your sobriety, and you're reaching out for support by calling us. Additionally, you know to go to the Bible, and you know that the verses, especially about anxiety and about God's provision, those are weapons to use to fight against the enemy, to fight against the spirit of fear. And so I want to make sure that people in your life that know you and love you are aware of what's happening. They're aware of your concerns. And I want you to request prayer and check-in from them all around this time. So we call it bookending, where you set up check-ins before and after this difficult event, the jury duty that you need to go through. And then I want you and the people that love you, the believers that love you, to bind that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Cast it out, loose it from assignment, and then cover yourself with those ongoing Bible verses. Those are great weapons to use against this fear in this situation.
Jasmine,
I think one other thing she's going to need, and we cannot ever forget the spiritual, prayerful, spiritual opposition element. We must never forget that. But we need, throughout our lives, we need advocates. Yeah. We need partners.
Community.
We need friends. We need community. We need the support of somebody to walk with me there, somebody mm-hmm. to sit with me, somebody to help when I dissociate. And because she mentioned dissociation, and people with high A scores often have dissociative experiences within their childhood, which is something the brain does to escape the abuse that a person is in. And if she finds herself dissociating, of course, alcohol makes the pain go away, which is why people turn to addictions. She needs a support base. She needs that doctor's letter. She needs advocacy to help get her out of that, because this is a highly triggering situation for her.
And Mylan, you made it okay for me with the way you've talked about medication to seek medication as well, to seek a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And that's really helped me with my own anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I've needed that for times in my life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What can we send Jasmine that might help her in terms of a book?
I would say Changes That Heal. You mentioned that earlier on the show. And I think it talks about the essential developmental elements that we all need to accomplish in order to mature. One is learning to bond well. The other is, after we've learned to bond, to be able to separate and tolerate separating from others.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to integrate good and bad, and also to become an adult by being able to be in reciprocal relationships with people and not automatically in an over-under relationship.
Okay, that's on its way.
It was one of the most brilliant things Henry ever wrote in 1987, 86.
Wow.
And it continues to be just a great book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to take another call. Before I do, I just want to encourage, if you're having issues like any of our callers that you're hearing, or if you have anger, fear, grief, codependency issues, anxiety, stuck, just call 800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433. And the folks there are ready to help you find a resource, find a counselor, find a workshop, pray with you, whatever they can do to help you get on track to live the life that God wants you to live. So let's go and let's talk to Rose, Pasadena, California. This is on KKLA. Hello, Rose. How can we help you?
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have security and trust issues as far as with transportation and many things in my life, but my question today pertains to transportation as far as getting myself to counseling, to get to EMDR for panic disorder. I want to get back to work. You know, I want to carry on with my life. Right now, I'm just merely existing. I'm not really living life to true abundance. And I don't know what to do at this point. I can't take Uber and Lyft because I don't feel secure getting in the car with a stranger. And I don't have support, you know, people in my life to support me as far as going along with me or riding along. I can drive locally if I do have someone with me that I trust,
I just can't drive alone, and that's what I'm dealing with, alone being. I have like a phobia of being alone,
mm-hmm.
and I think because I have a lack of support in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, how do I mean? I don't know. I mean, consider maybe that talk therapy by the phone. I don't know if that works, but I'm running out of options, and I just wanted to get your help.
It's a great question, Rose.
Rose, I'm a big fan of doing therapy over the phone, over Skype, FaceTime. I meet with a lot of my clients that way. Yes, and some of them for the very same reasons that you're describing. And so our goal is to only temporarily meet that way to help build up their strength and ability to then come into the office. So there are a good number of clinicians who are willing to work that way and meet you there on your in your home through what they call telehealth counseling.
And Rose, your story is very common. It's important for you to know that. And I appreciate that you use the words anxiety and panic disorder because, in fact, agoraphobia or something that keeps us hesitant to walk out into the marketplace, which is what that word means, and where we constrict and restrict ourselves to smaller safe zones, which in some cases is my house, and I can't even leave my house for some people, it's common. And there are several things that can really help that. One, as we just heard, which is to do some work with somebody over the phone that can love you and identify what is going on. Alice shared that with you. Secondly, the right medications can help to reduce the amount of anxiety we have on the inside, and a meeting with a physician to help you establish which one would be best is a great idea. And then ultimately, a desensitization program that makes us a little bit more brave daily, step by step, with somebody holding our hand as we move out into the world more robustly. It's going to be a group of things that we do. And then the final one would be to learn to build friendships so that I have people with me and I'm not so isolated, which is a part of the symptomology of what or the symptoms of what you're doing here in terms of restriction and constriction. It's common. This isn't rare. This is something that a lot of people know a lot about, and you happen to be in a great area with lots of resources. So I just really appreciate your call. I would say it's really common, wouldn't you, Alice?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you made me think, Mylan, I think churches are a great place to
Absolutely.
Start to build support mm-hmm. and to have more safe people than in your life who are available to you and whom you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
So many churches have small groups, life groups that are free. You don't have to pay anything for them. And you build up what you're lacking on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Rose, let's send Rose Take Your Life Back.
That's a great idea.
I think that might be helpful to you. And we'll just look forward to you calling back one day and telling us how well things are going and how much this call helped you. We're going to come back, take another call. I want to encourage you to call us at 800-229-3000. We're going to be here another hour. And we'd love, I know Alice and Mylan are just can't wait to help you.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. And before we go to our final caller this hour, I always love for people that we ask to support us to sense the reason why we ask that. And this was, I think I maybe have read this one in the past, but I want to read it again. It was something that one of the Every Man's Battle attendees wrote at the conclusion of that workshop. Mm-hmm. He said, "I was optimistic entering the workshop. However, I gave myself every excuse why I couldn't go. I didn't have the finances. I can't take time off work. I don't need more people telling me things I already know. But I had men in leadership roles tell me I need it. So I came, putting my faith in others that know more. This workshop has broken me down. Allowed me to expose myself, exposure I didn't believe or know I knew I had. But the second half of the workshop showed me how to heal, showed me there is hope, showed me God's plan is larger, greater, and more loving than mine." And I love that, because what good is life if we don't have hope?
And that kind of humble spiritual exposure, when we reveal our dark, secret, shameful, embarrassing places, God's power works mighty change in us when we're loved well and accepted right in that space as we are. We begin to become somebody we've never been before.
Mm-hmm. So I also want to read that because we have a workshop coming up in Sacramento. It's in August. And I want you men to think about attending that. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433. And just ask about that workshop, and we'd like to get you there.
Larry, could I ask you a question about that workshop?
Certainly.
It is for men that struggle with controlling their sexuality, and mm-hmm. it could be in many directions. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we think it's just people struggling with porn, but mm-hmm. there's people who are having serial affairs or people who struggle with other aspects of trying to bring their sexuality into a controlled zone that God approves of.
Right.
Would you add anything to that?
I think the only thing I would add to that is that the connection we want you to make is with God's self and others.
Mm-hmm.
And the connection with God is such a big deal, because so many men come to that workshop thinking, God's left, I'm out of the shadow of his care and his love, and I'm just going to have to live this way.
Mm-hmm.
And they discover it's other than that. And we don't want the guys to compare, well, all you did was have one affair, or all you did was look at porn and you got caught. Whatever it is, it's a matter of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help men with that, whatever it is.
Good. I just wanted to clarify that, because I think sometimes it gets kind of narrowly, you know, pigeonholed into just a porn problem,
right.
And it's far more than that. It's as Steve says and Fred say in the beginning of Every Man's Battle, it's what do you do when you see somebody walking in front of you? Steve tells a story of being in his car.
Right.
And somebody walks. What do you do with yourself right then?
Right.
And so it is about the incorrect directions of our sexuality and learning to harness that. So thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk to Teresa. And before we do, I just want to remind you, we're going to be here another hour, 800-229-3000. Teresa, New York, New York, listens online. How can we help you, Teresa?
Hey. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it, and
sure.
Thank you for what you're doing. I have a situation. I have a daughter who is 37 years old. I was 17 when I had her, and I have two children from another marriage. My 18-year-old about a year ago told me that she is gay. I am a committed Christian. I love the Lord. I serve the Lord. I am in ministry. And when she first told me that, I encouraged her not to label herself. She was too young to put those labels on her, but to just, you know, just to not basically encourage her not to label herself. And I got that from Focus on the Family. I went on their website, tried to learn how I could handle this, and that's what I learned from that. Now, my 37-year-old daughter knew about this young woman that was in school with her, and I actually invited her to go on vacation with us because I did not know, but my oldest daughter knew and would not tell me because she wanted to be friends with my middle daughter. And I was very upset about that. Really blamed her because it got as far as it did, and even in my own home, not knowing. And I think she had a responsibility. But then an issue here is that my 18-year-old is going off to college this year, and we've encouraged her to stay close to home, you know. Just go to a tech school. We have a really nice cottage in the back. You can have the cottage. You can have your privacy if that's what you want.
Teresa, we're a little short on time. Can you tell us your question, please?
Well, how do I, not having a good relationship with my daughters, either one of them, and how do I stop my oldest daughter from interfering so much?
Okay.
Because the thing is she's paying for my daughter to go to this college. We're paying for living cost of living.
Teresa, you're in a tough position, and it's probably pretty scary for you. You're very worried for your 18-year-old and what will happen to her and in her life. My answer is going to probably sound strange. If you have already clearly stated your position on this, which I imagine you've done as a believing mom, you've tried to instill your values in all of your children, I actually want you to stop talking about it to them and focus instead on building relationship with them. And I think humility is going to be your best bet. I'd actually have you ask your daughters, how has my mothering affected you? What's been frustrating for you or irritating for you? And even, would you tell me how my values have affected you, good and bad? I really want to hear from you. Now, this question is incredibly powerful if you will ask it and then just listen without defending yourself or arguing or correcting them. It's the listening to their experience that will begin to build relationship and trust. I think this is biblically supported as well, that after we have stated our opinion, we've been clear about it, then loving the people is the best way to maintain relationship and influence over time. But it's a hard ask.
It is. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. With God's grace, I'm sure I can try. I can do that with the help of the Lord.
A little bit of encouragement. A little encouragement I want to give you is it's not the same situation, but I had a tough situation in our own family, where a daughter-in-law had a very different upbringing than our family and was fearful in many ways and didn't know how to integrate into our family well. And the only thing we did was love her. And she came around, and she found some help in counseling, granted, but we didn't try to beat her over the head with, this is the way it's going to be, young lady, or you got to do this, or the Bible says. We just loved her, and she changed.
Okay.
And so I just want to encourage you that people can change, and love is a key element. And you've planted the seeds that you need to plant.
And you can really start sharing this load and giving a good majority of the load over to God to say, God, I've done what I can. So now I need to leave some room for your Holy Spirit to work in my daughters because I can't force the change. But show me how to be a better channel of your love to them so that will draw them back into relationship with you, God.
The last thing I would do, and I know our time is very short, is I would let God be the bad guy. By that I mean, I say to people, this isn't my opinion. This is what the Bible says about these lifestyles, that it is not something he wants us to embark and head in that direction. And I'm simply repeating and sharing what God's word says.
There you go.
So that way I take the pressure off me as, well, you just don't like this or you disagree with it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, look, this is God's opinion. Your battle's with him. But I'm going to love you just like you said, Alice and Larry. What a great way
to end the show, Teresa.
Yeah.
If you're holding for the next hour, please hold. We'll come back and to get your call. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.